and welcome to Today at the New Japan Cup. My name is James Trupany. Joining me today is not Christy. It is Marcus Green of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. How are you doing, sir?
Doing good. You know, always got to check in a couple times on these New Japan shows with you, particularly, I guess, today with the New Japan Cup, just to, you know, get caught up on, you know, the happenings in the number one company in the land of the rising sun. So we'll see what they got up now with certainly a shakeup of eras right now with, you know, the word new fits more than ever with Kazuchika literally now permanently in the States for the time being. So,
yes, it's been an interesting couple of weeks. We were today at Shizuku Japan, Twin Messi Shizuku, 1,119 in attendance. They opened with Katsuyori Murashima and Oleg Bolton. They defeated Raisuke Taguchi and Shoma Kato, 8 minutes and 18 seconds. Good. Anytime I see Raisuke Taguchi lose, I'm happy. As I've realized in the last couple of weeks that everything is Raisuke Taguchi's fault. Which I think is reasonable.
No, it's not. I mean, that felt like something that was consistent even before the big shakeup. So.
Yeah. No, it's all his fault. Essentially, because if he hadn't annoyed Devitt, then Bullet Club wouldn't have formed. If we didn't have Bullet Club, we wouldn't have House of Torture. It's all his fault. So there you go. Anyway, that happened. Gorillas of Destiny, El Fantasma, Hikuleo, and Tangaloa, along with Giado, defeated United Empire, Francesco Accurate, Great Okan, TJP in 10 minutes and 44 seconds. Intrigued by that one. TJP this week announced he was a better wrestler than Zack Sabre Jr. With Callum Newman in the background rolling his eyes behind him.
Yeah, but I would have paid to hear you laughing as loud as I know you were when he said that.
You do not have to pay. You can listen to me doing just that on this week's Today at the Trupany Show when Christy explained that promo to me and I gut laughed for a full 3 minutes.
Oh my God.
I replied, yes, he's reasonably good, but let's not gild the lily here, shall we?
You had to forgive TJP. He's acting a little manic right now. He's not in his right mind.
No. He's currently trying to convince the members of United Empire that he is their leader, but no one else is buying into it too much except Akira Akira. But there we go. Mikey Nicholson and Zack Sabre Jr. defeated Callum Newman and Jeff Cobb in 11 minutes and 9 seconds. Mighty Don't Kneel and Zack Sabre Jr., after going out to Ren Narita on Thursday, has not been in a good mood. and Callum Newman has been in the unfortunate person being tied in knots for that particular purpose. So, yes, there's that. Generally speaking, Zach was also my pick to win the New Japan Cup this year because I had this theory of him winning the New Japan Cup and winning the G1 because I wanted him to win the New Japan Cup, challenge Naito and lose, and then double down and win the G1 to get to Wrestle Kingdom. That was my journey for him. So obviously I'm halfway not there.
What's the numbers on his G1 New Japan Cup wins? Because I know, I feel like the IWGP Championship was probably one thing that's kind of escaped him.
He has not won the G1 Climax, nor has he got to a semi-final, but he's got he's averaged like 10 or 12 points each tournament he's entered. He has two New Japan Cups. He's the most successful of the recent entrants, except for Goto. So Goto has three, so he's looking for a third. He lost in a House of Torture match to go to Ren Narita the other night in a House of Torture way. Or as Zach calls them, pardon my language, but I am quoting here, gazebo of cunts. You can get away with so much on the New Japan commentary these days.
That's some interesting imagery.
Yes. Yes, indeed. TMDK didn't have a great tournament. Mikey Nichols went out in the first round. Cal Newman did as well, and Jeff Cobb did as well. So everyone in this match except Zack Sabre Jr. went out in the first round. So what can you do? Yeah. Okay, next match. El Desperado, Shota Umino, and Yo defeated the House of Torture. Yay. Jack Perry, Yoshinobu Kanemaru, and Jujo Takahashi. What's your thoughts on Jack Perry in the House of Torture?
It's interesting. I didn't expect him to show up in New Japan and you know, in a formal fashion. But, you know, he showed up in New Japan. He's turned heel. I think the funniest thing I've seen of him as of late was, I guess he was trying to cut a promo against Sonata, and it was like Sonata didn't know what the hell he was saying. and I think he hit him with the mic and just went attacking him. So I want to say, that, like I said, I haven't been consistent with it, but I hope he's working the New Japan program probably and not letting the program work him. Because, you know, kind of coming off of a bumpy road off elsewhere. So hopefully things work out for the kid.
He's doing all the things. He turns up at every run-in. He does all of the things. He's properly being a proper annoying heel. He's doing everything right. He is following the school of Dick Togo to the letter, bless him. So, you know, can't complain. He's putting the effort in. So hopefully it pays off dividends for him. The only issue I have is you watch him in multi-man tags and he's wrestling Yo and Desperado and they're bigger than he is. Which is a bit of an issue.
Yes,
when junior heavyweights are bigger than you are, but you're being pushed as a heavyweight, it's a bit like... And Christy doesn't agree with me on this, and I can understand why. And it's perfectly reasonable. Small guys can be heavyweights too, but it is just like... we'll see. Anywho. Next up, Hiroki Goto, Tomohiro Ishii, Toriyano, and Yoshihashi, along with Hiroyoshi Tenzan, who is having a rare outing, defeated Chase Owens, Gabe Kidd, Gedo, Kenta, and Taiji Ishimori in 9 minutes and 4 seconds. Not an awful lot to discuss here, I suppose, really, except for, you know, Hiroyoshi Tenzan getting out of the gym for once in a while. It's so long. It's about 18 months since I've seen him wrestle. So that happened.
Speaking of head, does he still rock the mullet?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Frosted and lethal. It's still there. he's had that, honest to God, has had the same haircut since 1996? 7, 6. The first time I saw him, he wrestled Ric Flair on a big tour that Ric Flair did of New Japan Pro Wrestling. And he had it then, and I'm sure that was 96. Yeah, so literally had the same haircut for 28 years. So much so that he had the haircut, it's gone out of fashion, and 30 years later it's come back into fashion again.
The man is nothing if not consistent.
No, absolutely not. Just by a guy, Sanada, Taichi, and Yui Uemura defeat Los Ignorables de Japón, Bushi, Hiromu Takahashi, and Tetsuya Naito, 8 minutes and 36 seconds. I will honestly say I'm sick of these two teams wrestling each other. I just am. Please stop. I'm absolutely kind of like, I'm terrified because Sanada's in the semifinals. And if Sanada wins this tournament and wrestles Tetsuya Naito for a third time, it's just like, oh, good Lord, please no. I don't think we need to. I think Sanada's great, don't get me wrong. I think Naito's great, don't get me wrong. But I need something else to keep me interested. So we'll see. But these two teams could wrestle each other in their sleep, and I don't think it would be discernibly different from what they're currently doing. I mean, I honestly think that, because they're 6 great wrestlers, but it's just like... They've wrestled each other that many times. It's like, how do you come up with something different? So there you go. But there we go. And then we get to the quarterfinal matches. Two House of Torture matches in a row. What joy for all of us. For those of you who are sick of me moaning about the House of Torture, that's fair enough. And we did have a big discussion about this yesterday. I do not have a problem with the House of Torture as far as booking of New Japan Pro Wrestling is concerned. It's good business. They're massively popular. They're the fourth most popular faction in all of Japan. They will send t-shirts left, right, and center, and they sell tickets in the stadium as well as getting pay-per-view buys. However, I don't like watching them wrestle because they're boring. And it's that simple, really. And it's because, and I discussed it in depth yesterday, but I was thinking about this. I'll probably talk about it with Christy on Tuesday. The more I think about it is the Dick Togo effect, as he's doing exactly the same thing. He's done everything in anywhere in his career. And I think I've just seen it too many times, but everybody else hasn't, if that makes sense. I've seen it in Osaka Pro. I've seen it in ECW. I've seen it in WWE. It's what Dick does. And he's great at it. But I think I've had enough of it.
Look, I got to say it. I don't even, this is about as much as I, you know, catch up on New Japan these days, doing these, those with you and Austin catching stuff randomly on X. But, like, I got to say it, True Penny fan base, like, James's ongoing disdain of House of Torture is probably my favorite narrative going right now in all the rest of the podcast. So I'm not going against this. I wanted to keep going. I wanted to keep going to the point where they have to disband, and even a little bit after that, because it's consistent, it's funny, and it's not untrue.
So you, what you're saying is you want me to suffer?
No, I'm saying you're actually probably helping them by giving them this type of press, because the rest of it, they need some type of good PR.
Okay.
In rotation. So eventually it'll end, as all things, unfortunately, in New Japan have to. But we probably got the, you know, now that I think about it, they probably got the most appropriate name, except it's not for the opponents, it's for the people that's watching.
Yes, true. Quite possible. Semi-final match, or sorry, quarter-final match, Yotsuji versus Renneri, 18 minutes of 8 seconds. And to be honest, this was the best Renneri-ta match I've seen since he turned heel, because he started to figure out how to make his style work in his character, if you make sense. Like, up until now, he's just been tried to be a heel and had an we discussed this the other day as well, he has an anti-wrestling style. Whereas this match showed off a wrestling style, which fitted much more organically with what he's trying to do. So it was a big jump in leaps and bounds. Like I said, Yotsuji has been on fire in this tournament. And the crowd, oh my God, the crowd. They were screaming for Yotsuji. Like, honestly, Von Erichs in the 80s screaming. Like, teenage girls ready to pass out screaming for Suji in this match. Which totally goes to show how well House of Torture works as a device to get people over. But it was just, Suji is, he's a wrestling god right now. And they've only really done it in the space of a couple of tournaments. And he's over like Rover. And this tournament, he has really pressed the accelerator and got there. So he gets through to the quarterfinal over Renneria. It was good. It was, you had shenanigans at the end, and the shenanigans melted into the next match, which was Evil versus Shingo Takagi. But have you any thoughts on Yotsuji from what you've seen of him?
Yeah, I haven't seen that much, but I mean, like I said, it's a New Japan crowd, so obviously they always have a consistent level of respect and decorum about themselves. But if you got them about their feet like that, and like that you compared it to the Von Erichs, which... even though I wasn't, you know, around for, like, just hearing about that back in the day, that's saying something.
Oh yeah.
So you know that speaks. If he can keep that momentum up, he may very well, you know, be one of the guys coming up here in the next however many months. But yeah, like I said, it's saying something, because it's just like I said, it's a Japanese audience, which is obviously very respectful to the craft and whatever. But if you can get them up off their feet, you are doing something.
Absolutely. Which led us to a main event, which was Evil versus Shingo Takagi. Evil was accompanied by Dick Togo, Jack Perry, Ren Narita, and Yoshinobu Kanemaru. Shingo was accompanied by Bushi, Hiruma Takahashi, and Yotasuchi. So as you can imagine, this was really an 8-man tag interrupted by a singles match.
That is hilarious, but that is exactly it. Yeah. I remember those.
Yes, this is the Shingo was dropping bombs and Evil was coming back with it, and Evil did an incredible solid job of selling in this match. But there was three referees. It was a mess from top to bottom. It was massively overbooked, and it kind of was what it was. And I had no problem with it in the sense of it's a House of Torture match. You expect this kind of stuff. And because they're starting before the bell, at least you knew what to expect. You weren't waiting for everything to be ruined. It had already started off ruined. So it was a bit of a relief. I don't mind them. If they were all like this, then it'd be okay. I wouldn't mind so much. But again, it's stretching credulity when you get through three referees in one match. On the grounds that you've got to have a heel in the semi-finals, because you can't have for babyfaces in the semifinals, the maths of this was that Evil was winning. Because Hirooki Goto, as I'm sure you'll be very happy about, managed to get through to the semifinal by not wrestling David Finlay, who has eye issues. I hope you're better soon, David. So Finlay had to go into hospital without vision issues. So Goto is through to the semifinal. He's going to wrestle... who's he going to wrestle? I can't remember who he's wrestling. He's wrestling the other person. Sanada. He's wrestling Sanada in one semifinal. And it'll be Yota Tsuji versus Evil in the other semifinal. So, intriguing lineup of semifinalists. That's tomorrow. Have you any thoughts on that?
Sorry, cut off for a second. Wonder who's going off in the semifinals?
So it's it's Sanada versus Hirooki Goto in the semifinal one, and it's Evil versus Yota Tsuji in semifinal two.
Got definitely looking forward to the Sanada match. Say that's with Goto. That's when's the last time they clashed 1-on-1?
I can't remember. Maybe a G1 somewhere. I'll have to look it up. But I can't remember them. Goto versus Sanada cage match. Hirooki Goto versus Sanada. They've wrestled loads of times. The last time they wrestled was 2021 in G1 Climax, night 16 of the G1 Climax. As a singles match, they wrestled before that in 2019 on an undercard on New Japan Cup. That was the last time they wrestled each other on a New Japan Cup show. A G1 in 2016. You forget how long Sanada's been there for. So yeah, they've wrestled each other once, twice, three times, four times, five times in singles matches. And doesn't tell me the results. So I can't tell you. So, but all of them have been bangers. None of them have been below 7. One was below 6. The one last one was 6.4 in the G1 Climax.
Gotcha.
So
face this version of Sanada. Gotcha. And you said the other one is Fuji.
Tsuji versus Evil, which is obviously going to be a shenanigans match. But essentially, it'll be an 8-man tag match. Interrupted by a singles match yet. So,
like anytime you line up single with anybody and anybody else is involved, you're not letting the painter paint. Like, you just, you're not doing it. So, yeah, I don't know how that's going to turn out. I'm probably going to go on Evil's way.
That's the thing, isn't it? I mean, Evil got to the semifinal of the G1 Climax last year. So, and someone would argue he's due. He hasn't won a big tournament. So we'll see, I guess. And it is very... House of Torture are on the big push right now because they've just picked up Narita and they've picked up Jet Perry. So we'll have to see, won't we? Dunno.
Indeed.
We will find out tomorrow. But that pretty much covers it for today's Today At... the New Japan Cup. Thank you very much for joining us, Marcus. Where can we find you on the internet, sir?
My pleasure. You can find me on the middling app that it is, X, at Paradoxkid. That's PARADOXKID.
There you go. And you can find me at ShowFlanestar on Twitter and on Instagram. So Instagram is ShowFlanestarTX. On Mastodon is ShowFlanestar. You can find the show on Discord. You can find us on Twitter and on Instagram as Troopany Show and on The Troopany Show on Facebook, as well as Patreon, where you can keep us free forever for everyone. Thank you very much for listening. I'll be back tomorrow night with a quick roundup of the semifinal results, and we'll go in deep on Tuesday night as we look at all of the undercard matches more in depth than we have done today. Thank you for joining us. Take care, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye.